KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. When Seattle poet Carolyn Wright heard a news story on KUOW in the days following the Newtown, Connecticut shooting, she heard one of the parents of one of the children killed say something that connected with her and caused her to write this poem, A Guzzle for Emily Parker. A guzzle is simply the form that the poem took. Here's Carolyn Wright introducing her poem.
It was the father of one of the victims, Emily Parker, Robbie Parker, his name, Robert Parker, and he was telling that about the morning of her death, how they had been spending time together, and how he had been teaching her to speak Portuguese. Guzzle for Emily Parker, Newtown, Connecticut, December 14th, 2012. He had been teaching her to speak Portuguese, so their last words together were in Portuguese. Such simple words that morning. Thank you, please. I love you, Daddy. All in Portuguese. Then he rode off to work past winter trees, and she to school, smiling to herself in Portuguese. She fell with her classmates, the other girls and boys, folding into herself like snow. No tongue, no Portuguese, no hearts that walk outside their lives in fields that winter can't amend. No Portuguese can call them back, unspeak their parents' grief in English, Spanish, Chinese, Hebrew, Portuguese. Oh, Charlotte, Daniel, Olivia, Josephine, Anna, Dylan, Madeline, Catherine, Chase, Jesse, James, Emily, Jack, Noah, Caroline, Jessica, Benjamin, Aviel, Allison, Grace.
That was Carolyn Wright reading her poem, Guzzle for Emily Parker. You'll find information about Carolyn Wright's collections of poetry and translations at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword, poetry. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at kuow.org.